It's the third edition of One on One. I'm Mark Carman. He's Seth Marks. We want to thank our many listeners that are growing by the week. We got our first Twitter response this week, Seth. Somebody who actually listened to the podcast and tweeted at me. How does that make you feel?
Hard not to get the goosebumps, Mark.
It really is. That was a moment. It all starts with one, Seth.
It does. It makes it all worth it. Not sure who that one Twitter follower was. There was an inquisition as to the frequency of this program. Mark, and I think it's important that...
This guy actually wanted to subscribe to the podcast. I didn't even know we were at that level. That there could be a potential subscription.
A little tingle in the midsection now, Mark. It's getting a little hot in here. But I will tell you that I think people need to know that this show is the least prepared show in all the radio.
Now, see, I'm going to stop that right now because we're very prepared. I think people want to hear it. They want to know that we're prepared. We're on top of things.
You do it now. You have a wonderful printout. I mean, actually, let me. I come to this show. You're doing this every day, 7 days a week. You're in the sports journalism business.
This is my life. I have no family. Nobody likes me. This is what I do. I am trying to change the part that I just brought up, and I don't want to be downgrading myself. But right now,
that's a little deeper. Let's stay up on the surface here, Mark. We don't want to get into the fact that you're 43 and never been married.
42.
42, never been married.
Many fruitful relationships that I've grown from. Right, back to the surface.
You're up. By the way, you're hot right now. Are you not? You're hot in the dating world.
I'm very good looking. Thank you.
but what I want to say is that you're in this world every day. I'm not. I'm in corporate America working my took us off, trying to turn around a huge retail organization, part of that. It's fantastic. And then I come here. It's total escapism. It is complete escapism to come here and join you and just crash your party for 15 minutes a week. But I think it's important that people know that we're convicted in what we talk about. We don't have a lot of you and I talking before the show, so what you hear could be coming from Uranus at any given point.
Well, that's perhaps
but
true.
But there's conviction coming from
No pun intended.
Yes.
All right, let's start, Seth. It's a very, very big week, Super Bowl week. People are listening to the Super Bowl has finished, but this is still relevant. Roger Goodell, State of the Union, NFL, gets up there on Friday, and somebody asks him, would you have your sons play football? And he proceeds to say, you know what? I played football for 9 years, and if I had a son, of course I would direct him to play football, and you can get injured on your couch. And so I started to think about that, and there are many couches that have an odd configuration, like the L-shaped couch. You could actually fall in and slide in. Perhaps if you were going a little toddy, you could
single guy. You never know, what can happen on a couch.
Right. Either way, like something actually could be happening with a little action, or you could just fall asleep and complete depression.
So yeah. Goodell's comment that you can that he's encouraging the game of. I don't even think this is a topic.
Of course, it's a topic.
What's the topic? The guy getting $44 million a year. He is drunk beyond belief. He's drinking not just the Kool-Aid, the bodily fluids on NFL. They have given him $44 million a year. He is going to say it's the greatest sport. It's the safest sport. Technology's advanced. All the medicine's improving. Are you crazy? What do you expect the guy to say? This is a ridiculous topic.
Okay. Let me reset where I'm going with this, and maybe you can come along and see the very important subject that we're delving into right now. You have a sport that is exceedingly popular right now, and everybody and their mom is and their mom's daughter and everybody else is going to be watching the Super Bowl. However, it's becoming a tougher sell to get kids to play the game of football. So we're at Super Bowl 50. Everybody wants to have, or at least the NFL wants to have, Super Bowl 100. If no one is playing the game, that is going to change. There are such things in life called bubbles. I know that you felt that, as have I, in the financial sector. So listen.
Are you saying the NFL is a bubble that's going to pop?
I'm saying.
Did I follow that right?
If no one's playing the game, they've got an issue.
You know what? I look at the NFL like pornography. Okay, it will never go away. It is so the money in the NFL that these kids are making now. You know, guys like Jay Cutler making $1 million a game. I don't care what you say. Maybe my brethren from Highland Park might not be playing as much football anymore.
Wealthy suburb. But
these blue-collar kids in this country, what is more American dream than making a living playing sports?
Well, let me
there is no better. In NFL, there's only 16 games. I mean, it is the best league there is in all of organized sports.
Let me give you a couple names then. A couple San Francisco 49ers. Chris Borland was 24 years old. He's in the NFL. He made it to the pinnacle. The money's right there. No, I'm good. I'm retiring. Same thing for Anthony Davis, 25 years old, in the league. Said, no, I'm not going to play anymore because I want to be able to think when I'm 50.
How about Calvin Johnson?
And Calvin, too, 30 years old, still can play.
Marshawn Lynch today announced.
Right. So you got all these guys. Now, but I brought up Borland and Davis first because they never, like, Calvin's got huge coin. He can buy an island. He can buy 10 islands. But these guys, they never really, they were making, good coin.
I never heard of those guys. Well, so you really think they're leaving on their own terms?
They are.
That's a deeper dive, Mark. Well, name those guys again without looking at the paper. Oh, he's looking at the paper. Name me the guys.
I can't not look at the paper.
Right, because these guys were never going to make it.
No, but they made it, dude. They're
trying to get in with the Jim McMahon fiasco and suing the NFL for all that brain damage aftermath, all that stuff.
You got to come along with this.
No, they're getting in that line.
No, these.
How much you want to bet they're going to be suing for concussed?
Chris Borland was in the NFL, as was Anthony Davis.
Household name, Chris Borland.
It doesn't matter
if
it's
an accountant.
Does not matter if it's household or not. This is what's going on. I'm telling you, people, there are.
What did they say? Do you have a quote from these guys? Borland and Anthony Davis, NBA player?
You want to go mainstream? Let me give you a quote from Joe Montana,
churning through his cash and needs more cash, so he's going to throw a McMahon suit out there, I'm sure.
I don't think that Joe Montana's got any financial issues. At least it hasn't come to the forefront.
Really? But how many guys do you see wearing Skechers?
It's a good look. Skechers is
the worst endorsement call of all times. When Montana went Skechers, that basically put him in my dad's demographic.
I do love a Skecher, even though I've never actually owned a Skecher. Somebody who has the cojones to wear a Skecher.
For athletic wear. They actually have some good casual shoes, but for like athletic wear. Skechers? I feel bad for that guy.
Well, okay.
Sedgefields and Skechers.
Let's not get caught in the name brand. I'm sure it's a fine product. Skechers. Hashtag Skechers. All right, so Montana's got arthritis. He says in the middle of the night, his hands hurt like crazy. He wakes up. He's got a bulky knee. He's got a bad neck. He's got a troublesome eye. Here we go. This is what he says.
Hey, no, go keep it. I enjoy it.
Here's a quote from Joel Montana. My whole family likes to live on the edge, so some of the things I regret, I can't do with them, like snowboarding. I fell like 50 times within 30 yards of the top of the ski lift. I love basketball. I can't play basketball. I can shoot, but that's about it. I can't run up and down the court. My knee just gives out. And then he goes on, unfortunately, when you get weight on one ski under my left knee, it's not very strong. After my first back surgery, which kind of compounds things, is my sciatic nerve's been damaged. So the muscles along my sciatic nerve on my left foot have been numb since 1986. Now, listen.
Would he do it all again, number one? Would he do it all again?
That is the question.
Because I've seen Joe Montana speak many times, and there's no coincidence to why he doesn't have a broadcast job. The guy, not the sharpest tool in the shed, a freaky good quarterback, has not been able to parlay his playing career into a great broadcasting career like a Terry Bradshaw and others.
59 years old, Joe Montana.
Skechers probably not continuing to pay him.
Forget about
what does he have to lose by coming out and throwing a little mud at this whole thing? And by the way, guy's he's 59. At 59, you know how many guys I know that also get a little joint pain that have sales reps schlepping goods across the country, going trade show to trade show. You get 60 years old, you're throwing a briefcase over your shoulder. Now you're wearing backpacks, you're schlepping cases. There are a lot of accomplished sales reps that have the same exact symptoms of Joe Montana.
They're
60 years old.
Okay.
They work 10 times harder, by the way.
Well, hold on a second. Let's not say that the salesman's not working as hard as the NFL quarterback.
Retired.
Who's retired?
For 30 years.
Yeah. No. Okay. I'm not making a judgment on who's working harder. I am making a judgment on whether
who's working harder, sales reps or NFL retired quarterbacks. Dial it up.
Let me ask you this: if you could have Joe Montana's life, and you're waking up in the middle of the night, your hands are in pain, you can't do anything with your family. You're basically, I'm not saying he's an invalid, but he's not a functioning.
Is the Schmeckle operating?
I don't know. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
Well, that's, by the way, that's kind of critical when you say if you could have his life.
Well,
Okay. Is his Knuckleheimer in action or not?
He doesn't have the same power, I'm sure. He's got a bad neck. He's got a troublesome eye. He doesn't even know where the Schmeckel is. He's got a balky knee.
That's an assumption.
Well, okay, a balky knee limits his positioning power, if we're talking Schmeckel. And he's got arthritis, which can't help in that particular area either. I'm sure he's affected. Are you signing up for that? Would you rather?
In 2 seconds.
Okay.
Would I rather schlep across the country killing myself, trying to turn companies around, or be a retired NFL quarterback that can just show up and sign $200 a signature?
Well, and listen, the 30 for 30 documentary on the Bears, Hampton and McMichael, they all get up there and say, I would do it again in a second. In a second, there's no hesitation. And
that's the definition of a competitor.
And I see Hamp every Sunday during the season. The guy,
who's in worse shape, Obradovich or Hampton?
Well, I mean, Obradovich is 75 years old.
So what? Ditka looked like he was in the best shape of anybody at the 85 Bears reunion. Was I the only one that noticed that? The guy looked like $1 million.
I thought that Ditka looked so terrible on the 30 for 30, like the neck and the whole thing.
First of all, I didn't see it, and all I'm judging by were reposts on Facebook, so they were still shots, and Ditka always has makeup. He looks like $1 million. So what are you saying about Hampton and Obradovich?
I'm saying that they have physical ailments, severe ones from the game. And, of course, Obradovich is worse. He's 20 years old.
So what are
Hampton.
You saying? Shut the game down?
I'm saying the game has it. Number one, I'm saying.
The greatest game on earth.
I'm going to disagree there. Not the greatest game on earth.
What's better game than NFL football?
I love the hoop.
You do, but guess who doesn't? Advertisers. This is 15 seconds. Going to be $1 million. The point is, more people agree with me on that one. The NFL is the greatest game of all the professional sports.
It's the most popular, sure.
Yeah, I'm in that popular space.
Okay, that's fine. Here, let me throw this at you. It's a hard argument to win with a guy that's just so passionate on the game, but you're not willing to see that the game is in any form of trouble. Is that what I'm...
The game is not in trouble.
Okay.
When you're building billion-dollar stadiums in... Oh, the game's in trouble! We're building a billion-dollar stadium in Los Angeles that's going to have amusement parks and outlet malls washes.
See your future be your future. Now, maybe, you know, me and you will be...
Oh, I look around the... Mark, my biggest issue is I'm over my skis all the time. I'm looking seven corners around trying to live in the future.
40 years out, NFL just rolling strong. Teams are going for $7 billion at that point.
Yeah, not only is it rolling strong, it's global. The NFL, with the airplanes getting a little faster over time, you will have NFL teams in Europe, you will have NFL teams in Asia, and it'll be the biggest organization right behind Exxon, Walmart, and then the NFL. All right, those will be the three biggest companies on the planet.
Come back for the next podcast.
Can this be over? We didn't even get into things I wanted to talk. I mean, what's the deal with the pot? Why is there a hard stop at 15?
Because nobody listens past 15.
I disagree.
You think they're still going?
Yeah.
All right, I'll go one more topic.
I have a topic I want to throw at you.
Okay, go ahead.
Peyton Manning, Cam Newton.
Yeah.
If you were casting Peyton Manning in a movie, who plays Peyton Manning? And if you were casting Cam Newton in a movie, who plays Cam Newton?
Very good question.
And we got to get our prediction for the game.
This podcast is going to be going after the game. This thing is never
going to... So, if they're going after the game, they should know. Yeah.
Carolina won by 17. What do you got?
I got Peyton Manning eking it out with some miraculous... He just goes into that fountain of youth, pulls it out, and people are crying all over the country, except for Carolina fans, of joy.
If you send me a tweet saying either A, at the Karam was correct, or B, at Seth was... do you have a Twitter account?
No.
Seth Marks was correct. We will reward you with Lumel Nottis. And Facebook too, sure. But no, let's do it via Twitter. Twitter is the new... It's the new NFL, as you like to put it.
I think Carolina is... I think they'll be back numerous times. Similar to the Buffalo Bills, but like I said, I think I don't think they're going to win it as much as I love Ron Rivera. And here's a great stat.
Yes.
John Fox, first ever guy who Kubiak, the Denver coach, replaced him in Denver last year.
Right.
And Rivera replaced him in Carolina. So Fox is sitting on the couch watching this game saying, oh, my God. These are teams I coached right before these guys got them, and now they took them to the Super Bowl, and one of them's going to win.
It is.
So what does that say about John Fox?
Not a whole lot.
I think it says something.
I think it does, too.
I think it says he can't get you to the next level.
I think it says that...
I think that says that Lovie Smith ran Rivera out of town, and the McCaskies are for letting that happen. is troubling to me.
I think he's the definition of slightly above average. That's how
Fox?
I look at it. Yes, slightly above average.
Would you?
I mean, I take that
your,
in my life.
As far as your, if someone were to describe you as a journalist, would you be okay if they compared you to John Fox?
No. No, not at all. Although he has had a long career, and at this point, I'm all about sustainability. Just keep me in the game.
You've been following the dream, man. I got to tell you, are, in all due respect, and I mean, and I say this with all sincerity, you are an inspiration. You're a guy that came out after the journalism career right out of college, and you have not yielded one bit. Many humans, majority myself included, transformed my dream. Sold out from my sports broadcasting dream or sports management, or anything in sports. I wanted to be a sports management or sports broadcaster or coach.
Well, you got married at a very young age. You had kids. You had real responsibility.
Overhead started piling up like nobody's business.
I mean, it was unbelievable. I've never seen it. I mean, 1 minute we're sitting there after a show at Titanic enjoying an afternoon movie. The next day you've got three kids. I got to go.
Well, I'll tell you, Mark, you take that passion and that conviction you have in sports, and I consider corporate America a sport. You slap that play like a champion sign on your way into work, you tap it on your way out, and you just think about each day, how can I get a little better than the day before? And if you take that approach in any profession, you want to get better every day, learn a little more. And I owe a lot of where I am today, wherever you know that is, to Jerry Wainwright, who was a huge influence in my life. At a young age, and you know, it's just life is a sport. Get after it. Every day is a loose ball.
Now we're getting a little bit underneath the surface. I'm kind of liking it. I think you just missed the lead there. It's underrated that back in the day when one of the most iconic films of all time, Titanic, came out, it was me and you in an afternoon theater with a Leonardo DiCaprio. That is now you don't remember that, but I do.
I have. It was in Buffalo Grove.
Yes, it was in Buffalo Grove after an Ada's Deli, and we went full Titanic afternoon. It was the longest movie ever, and you got out of there, and you knew you were in trouble on the homestead. That was not what the afternoon.
Yeah, not a lot of guys known for the Ferris Bueller movie with three kids. I mean, you kind of need to be punching your card every day, Mark. So I don't regret that. Let's keep in mind I was 24 at the time of that.
Yes, the
matinee.
Movie came. Yes, it's okay.
But I do recall looking over at you, and I'm pretty sure you were kind of sniffling with some watery eyes.
Oh, there's no question. I can't believe that. You know, how do you not prop DiCaprio up on the wood floater?
Yeah, I mean, Dawson.
I mean, how does Jack Dawson not get on there? I understand that
it was a broken, as fundamentally broken at the end of the movie. The fact that there was a raft and he didn't get on it and chose to just drown or freeze.
Winslet was. I mean, I've always viewed her as selfish,
most overrated. By the way, Winslet is Jay Cutler. I mean, I have zero attraction to either of them.
I'm kind of attracted to Winslet and probably Cuddy, too. All right, before we go, one quick stat on Cam and Peyton Manning. I want to see what you know, Seth, if you don't mind. Who makes more an endorsement?
You didn't say who plays Cam Newton or Peyton Manning in the movie.
Don't have a good answer for that. Cam Newton's got to be Denzel Washington. He plays anything prominent, although he's not nearly as big as Cam, so that's not a good
Why
answer.
Why does he have to be black?
Because he's got to be black.
Cam I don't
Newton
think
is a,
so.
Cam Newton is a black man.
I don't. Does it have to be? Does
yes.
he have to be played by a black
yes.
man? Why does everybody do that? Like whenever they say who plays,
because
and
a
it's
black
like
man
Denzel
is,
Washington or Jamie Foxx. I mean, why do we? Why can't it be John Travolta?
Cam Newton. Somebody playing Cam Newton can't be white. He's got to be black. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, who plays Peyton Manning?
Somebody white. Tom Hanks.
How about Garth Brooks in like a serious acting role?
I don't mind a Garth Brooks there. Who makes more in endorsements off the field, Cam or Peyton this year?
Oh, Papa John's little lover.
How many Papa John's does Manning own?
Manning's got I heard he has like 100 of them.
32 in the Denver area. $12 million off the field for Peyton with Nationwide, Buick, DirecTV, Gatorade, Buick, Papa John's.
$12 million for Manning?
And Nike. $10 million for Cam. It's close, right?
How much is Under Armour?
I'm not sure, but that's Under Armour, Gatorade, Dan and Belk, Beats Headphone, EA Sports, and Carolina's Healthcare System.
Who would you want for your brand?
You
take Manning, or do you Cam Newton?
Who am I endorsing? Taking Cam or...
For your brand, Mark Carmen Industries.
I want to go Cam. I want to go new, young, hip, out there, exposed. Let's go. Enough with the button-up Peyton Manning. Look, it's boring.
Let me ask you one question, Mark, before we throw this over to the other side of the glass for Skippy McDougal and Bob Newtonheimer. who are going to break down this week's stock plays. Bullish market, will energy rebound? Some of the questions out there, what's going on in the consumer product sector with the cost of energy so down? How does that petroleum play into the polyresin costs for manufacturing?
McDougal's off his game lately. It's been very disappointing. Well, go ahead.
He's been rattled with that ExxonMobil crisis.
There's
still
no doubt.
So Under Armour?
Yeah.
You're a great athlete. Nike?
Uh-huh.
Adidas or another one, you can write your ticket. You're the premier athlete, basketball player coming out of college. Who do you sign with?
Right now, I'm going with Adidas. I want to take them to the next level. Adidas, I like the look the most of an Adidas. I love a three stripe going down a leg, and they have an underrated hoop shoe. The Adidas. Very durable, and I feel that one with Adidas. Plus, you got the Leaf, which reminds me of the Wacky Tobacco, which should be sweeping the nation and should be legal in the state. Everything about Adidas turns me on.
Big Adidas guy for the street. I think Under Armour's coming like a freight train right now.
No question.
I'd have to look at Under Armour with a lot of serious business view on that. But I think I would go Joe Boxer.
We're going to end it on that one. Joe Boxer, Seth.
Build the brand. Take it to the next level.
Once again, whoever got the Super Bowl prediction right, send me a tweet at the Carm, and you will get the Lou Malnati's pizza.
Rick Michael on left lung, right lung on the Denver Broncos. By the time this is out, he'll either be doing the La Vida Loca or vomiting.
Another one-on-one in the books on WGNRadio.com.
Joe Montana's wife's hot, by the way.